Welcome back to the show. With me on the phone is Bob Wright, and Bob is the president of United Vets of Houlton. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, so Bob, for our listeners that may not know you, where are you calling us from right now?
I'm calling from Fort Fairfield, Maine. I'm the president of the United Vets Motorcycle Club of Houlton.
And we're awfully pleased to have you here. We know that you've done a lot of work, or the United Vets of Houlton have done a lot of work for Make-A-Wish and different organizations over the years. So it's great to have not only your participation, but to have you on the show today to tell us what's going on with your organization. Before I get to that, can you tell us a little bit about your organization, how it got started, and who can become a member of the United Vets?
The United Vets used to ride under the banner of the American Legion. And then 21 years ago, they separated and became the United Vets of Houlton, Maine. And our membership, anyone can be a member. The only downside to that is vets only can hold the top two offices. That is the presidency and the vice presidency. All other offices are appointed. So, you know, anyone that becomes a member of our club can be appointed to any of the other offices.
Now, is this strictly a service organization, or is there other options or other reasons for this organization for existing?
We do just ride on our own, but every year, not just the United Vets, but all the riding clubs in the county get together in January, and we set up a calendar of events. We don't step on each other's date. We do four rides a year. We do our teddy bear run, our toy run. Those two have been with us forever. This year we're doing something a little bit different. Ordinarily we had done a Make-A-Wish ride. This year we're doing a ride for Wounded Heroes.
Can you tell us how this got started and how your ride is going to benefit that organization?
Well, the lady that started it, her name is Pam Payer. She's out of Portland. Her son was wounded in Afghanistan. And when he came home, he had a problem finding help and services. She got looking around, and she hooked up with a nationally recognized association and started the Wounded Heroes program to benefit Maine returning vet. It helps them with housing and transportation, fuel oil. It helps them get their documentation prepared for requesting services through the Veterans Administration. It's a nonprofit. All the people that work in the organization are volunteers. So 97% of all monies donated go to helping our returning veterans. We looked it all over and thought it was a really worthwhile organization. This month, we'll be doing a ride. We're asking public for donations, either monetary or it could be something that is donated that we could auction off. But after the ride, we do an auction, and all the monies generated from that ride go to the Wounded Heroes Project.
And when is your ride this year?
It is on July 20th.
Okay, and how do people reach out to you to give a financial donation or something to raffle off?
Well, they can contact any member of the United Vets. There are several in Houlton. A lot of people down there know Paul Graham. He was actually the founder of the club, one of the founders.
Yeah.
Or they can contact myself. I have a cell number that I have my phone with me constantly. My number is 540-6475. I'd be more than happy to talk to anyone, and if they have any questions about the Wounded Heroes Project, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
And where does your ride go from on the 20th? Where do you start and where do you end up?
We start and end at the American Legion in Houlton. The ride is going to leave this year at 11 o'clock. And it's an open ride. Anybody that has a motorcycle that wants to come and join us, you're more than welcome.
Is there a pre-registration needed, or you just show up?
There is. There's a registration. The registration starts at 10 o'clock. A lot of people show up a little bit early, and they go in. The Legion is great. They have coffee for us in the mornings, and so people, it just gives them a chance to socialize, have a coffee, register, and then at 11 o'clock, we got kickstands up, and we're on the road.
And how long does a ride usually go for, and how far do you go?
Anywhere between an hour and a half and 3 hours. You know, sometimes it depends. We stop a couple, three times on a ride, you know, everybody get off, stretch their legs. You know, you got to have gas or a bathroom break.
Sure.
Whatever. They, you know, last anywhere between, like I said, an hour and a half, 3 hours. We'll cover anywhere between 75 and 150 miles.
And is there a rain date for the event, or does it happen rain or shine?
This happens rain or shine.
Well, I've got it on good word that the rain for the summer is over. Every weekend from here on out is going to be beautiful sunshine. So I think you're good to go.
Every biker in the state of Maine now loves your show.
Well, we like to hear that. Well, you've been listening to the Weekend Primer. I'm Fred Grant, and I've been speaking with Bob Wright, the president of the United Vets of Houlton. Bob, thank you so much for being on the show with us, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you. It was my honor, and we thank you for your help.
We'll be right back on WHOU.